Welcome to Passage to Profit, the road to entrepreneurship, where we talk with celebrities and entrepreneurs about their stories and their business ventures. Now it's time for intellectual property news. And of course, we're going to be touching on AI. Today, we're going to be talking about the intersection of law, celebrity, and artificial intelligence. Actor Matthew McConaughey, who is one of my favorite actors, by the way, has taken a proactive step to protect himself from AI deepfakes by formally trademarking and asserting control over his voice, likeness, and personal identity. And let's be honest, if you've heard Matthew's voice once, you know who it is, right? And that's, I guess, the point.
Well, the concern is that, as we were saying, AI tools can clone a voice in seconds. And so I am quite sure, I'm guessing, but I'm pretty sure that Matthew McConaughey would not want to have someone clone his voice saying, yeah, I hate dogs, all dogs, every dog. That's not his brand. And I don't think he hates dogs, right? But somebody could do that to him and put it all over the place. And then, you know, that would hurt his brand a lot. So I think people have to really be careful and not let people steal their voice.
This is really about control. It's about controlling his brand. And he's trying to use trademark law along with privacy law and also unfair competition law to draw a line and say, look at folks, you can't use my voice or my likeness unless you get my permission. And so that's where he's really going with this, of course.
And we're talking about him because he's so well known, but it can happen to anybody. And if AI can convincingly be you, then the question becomes, who owns you?
Yeah. I mean, and that's the heart of it. And what's also fascinating to me as an intellectual property lawyer is that the law is really kind of struggling to keep up with some of these AI trends. And attorneys are trying to use more traditional tools to protect their clients, but the tools don't really fit the situations especially well. And so while Matthew has announced that he's protected his voice with trademarks, it's not strictly true. We checked, he has 8 trademark registrations, but they're only for segments of his voice. So for particular statements that he repeats, you know, often, you can't yet protect the sound of a person's voice with a trademark or copyright. You can protect the voice if it appears in a film. You can protect the film or a podcast. You can protect how the podcast is produced and the words that are said, but you can't just protect a voice yet. So I think he's taking a proactive approach here. I think he's probably trying to scare away some people, but he's also leading the way for a lot of other celebrities who have concerns.
And consumers are already confused, and you don't want to inadvertently use somebody else's voice if it's playing in the background or whatever. We have a whole presentation about that. So was it him? Was it AI?
Well, that's just it. And, you know, customer confusion is sort of the bedrock of trademark law, right? The idea is to prevent people from being confused. And I guess we'll see if Mr. McConaughey has any success with his legal strategy and, you know, how he can continue to protect his brand. So
Hollywood or Main Street, this is where intellectual property is heading next. And I think it was Mark Cuban who said, in the age of AI, intellectual property is king.
There you go. So that's this week's intellectual property news.